This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Germany has rejected a U.S. proposal to waive the patent on COVID-19 vaccines, a move that could derail the proposal that needs unanimous approval from the World Trade Organization to pass. A spokeswoman for Angela Merkel's government said the protection of intellectual property is a source of innovation and must remain so in the future. Pharmaceutical companies say the issue is more complex and could erode production incentives and impede their ability to make vaccines. The decision is up to the 164-member WTO, and if just one country, including Germany, votes against a waiver, the proposal will fail. Meantime, Germany's health minister said Thursday the government will now allow AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine to be administered to adults of all ages and hopes to offer children ages 12 and older vaccinations by the end of August. Jens Spahn said, after consulting with the nation's 16 regional health ministers, he's reversing a decision made earlier this year to restrict the AstraZeneca shot to people over 60 years of age. As India sets new daily records in COVID-19 deaths and infections, some experts see the humanitarian crisis as an opportunity for other nations to counter China's vaccine diplomacy elsewhere. Three of the nations that make up the Quad, U.S., Australia, and Japan, are expected to assist the fourth, India, after President Biden promised to provide New Delhi with the antiviral drug, which is used in treating COVID-19. Beijing has repeatedly offered to help New Delhi, but has rejected in part because the anti-China sentiment in India based on long-simmering border tensions. By remote, this is VOA News. Authorities say a police officer and 24 people died on Thursday during an operation by Rio de Janeiro police targeting drug traffickers in a popular favela in the city's north side. Quick images shown on local TV. A police helicopter flew low over the working class community as a group of heavily armed suspects escaped by leaping from rooftops to rooftops. Service on a subway line was temporarily suspended due to the intense shooting in the immediate area. The favela, which is around 40,000 residents, is dominated by one of Brazil's leading criminal organizations. A senior U.S. Department of State Department official, that is, said Thursday that the United States and Iran could reach agreement on a path to resume compliance with the 2015 Iran nuclear deal if Iran decides to do so, but that gaps remain. Speaking in a teleconference on the condition of anonymity, the official said, "The only thing, only rather time will tell, because this is ultimately a matter of a political decision that needs to be made in Iran." U.S. officials returned to Vienna this week for a fourth round of indirect talks with Iran on how to resume compliance with the deal, which former President Donald Trump abandoned in 2018, prompting Iran to begin violating its terms about a year later. The former president of the Maldives and the current parliament speaker, Mohamed Nasheed, was injured Thursday in a bombing attack in the capital. The president of the country said an investigation to the explosion is underway. Nasheed, who became Maldives' first democratically elected president in 2018, has remained an influential figure since leaving office back in 2012. President Joe Biden took his $2.3 trillion infrastructure plan deep into Republican territory earlier today, using an aging bridge in Lake Charles, Louisiana, the Southwest, to repeat his call for infrastructure improvements. The president said the nation cannot afford not to pay for rebuilding its infrastructure. Biden is pushing a corporate tax hike, but Republicans in Congress are not yet on board with the president's plan. But amid the Republicans' objections, Biden said he's ready to compromise. The White House is banking on voters and local officials selling the plan, like the Lake Charles mayor, Nick Hunter, a Republican. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.